This week on Indian Times, the absentee Shawnee tribe turns its Little Axe Resource Center into a shelter with the help of the American Red Cross. Linda Day is the emergency manager for the absentee Shawnee tribe, and her job doesn't keep regular hours.
Yeah, I've been putting in a lot of hours, but I'm glad to do it. That's my job. It's just not 8 to 5. You know, it's just whenever we have a disaster, it could be in the middle of the night, and I'm always ready to go.
When did this open up as a shelter?
We had people coming in Sunday night, and then officially the Red Cross came in on Monday and got things set up.
So you were still dealing with the storms on Sunday?
Yes, we were.
Is this the first time you've all been a shelter like this?
No, we had a tornado a couple of years ago here in this area where we were. Some of our tribal businesses were affected, so we've been through this before, and we did use the same facility as our shelter, and it was for about a week at that time.
So I noticed some cots in the back, so you do have people sleeping here too.
Yes, the Red Cross was called in, and they are actually doing the sheltering, and we're providing the facilities. And they brought in their trailers, and they had the cots and everything that they need, and did the registration, provided the food, and we were just here to assist people as they come in and answer questions and try to direct them in the right place and just provide them with something to eat and a place to rest.
Donna Butler's usual job is providing meals to the elders of the absentee Shawnee, but not this week.
I started Monday about 9 o'clock, and then I worked till 11 last night, and just feeding people and just waiting on people to make sure they have water, they have just whatever their needs. We just kind of direct them where they need to go.
Butler is used to feeding up to 250 people a day. This week it will be more, but not so many will be her elders.
A lot of our elderly people are out tending to their homes. They just come in and grab snacks and food and then go right back out because they're scared of people looting their homes. Yeah. But we're having a lot more come in since now that they're able to clean up their homes and kind of get everything and cleaned up around there. But we will probably see a lot more today because I'm seeing them now coming in wanting hot food.
The governor of the absentee Shawnee, George Blanchard, left his desk to help coordinate donations and work teams.
We have been since Sunday afternoon. We've gone through this once before, the tornado business, and it's really hectic. At this time, we have a donation center here. We're picking up anything, clothes, furniture, to give to the people that have been affected by this tornado.
Does that include many of your tribal members?
I think right now, I was told this just recently, that we have over 30 homes that have been either demolished or damaged by the winds.
How will the tribe come to their aid?
We are going right now, clearing up debris, cutting wood, trees, everything, so that they can get into their houses and so that the power companies, utility companies can come in, and most of the people do not have power at this time.
I notice there's a lot of men in here.
We have other tribes. The Chickasaws came in. They sent a crew down here, which we were really appreciative of, to help us clean up, and we have the Red Cross. We have various churches in the neighborhood. They're donating everything that they possibly can.
Red Cross volunteers Dr. Noel Jacobs and Dr. Lois Pokwani are two child psychologists. Dr. Noel Jacobs volunteered as a way to comfort his own children when they felt anxious about what to do to help. Dr. Lois Pokwani has been volunteering since the Oklahoma City bombing and said it came down to a few simple basics.
One thing is I would help people realize that they're probably safe at this very moment. At this moment they're safe and that the people that they're with are safe. And then I would want to gingerly ask about their other loved ones and their security or their property. But basically to make them feel safe at this moment, to take away any instantaneous or current feelings of insecurity.
How do you deal with children when they know about what happened at that school?
Well, I think in some ways kids are easier to deal with than adults. Because if a child feels safe where they are then, and if they have a parent with them, they feel secure. We will have to at some point talk to them about what they've lost and what has happened, but at that moment we can focus on other things. I would help them play and kind of put their mind away from what they might have just experienced. The children are actually easier to calm than the adults are.
That was Linda Day, Donna Butler, Governor George Blanchard, and Dr. Lois Pokorny from the Absentee Shawnees Tribal Resource Center. And now, Shelter from the Storm. A benefit concert for tornado victims featuring Daryl Tonemaugh and members of 1491 will be held next Friday, May 31st at the Sooner Theater in Norman. It starts at 7 p.m. and there is a suggested $10 donation to be made at the door. And if you are Chickasaw, your nation wants to help you. Call toll-free 1-855-389-1740. And a Disaster Relief and Recovery Center is open at the Riverwind Hotel from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. daily. For more information, visit www.chickasaw.net/relief. I'm Susan Shannon for Indian Times. For more information on this broadcast, go to our website, kgou.org.